Hey friends, welcome back to Witch Church. It's Mal and happy October, happy new month. This month is juicy, my friends, so I'm excited to experience it all with you. I'm excited that we'll all be experiencing this collective shift together. You're about to listen to Witch Church Live, the recording of Witch Church Live for the week of October 4th, 2021. So you'll hear some channeled messages from me for this week ahead. Maybe I'll give you the astrological lowdown for this week. I would say that the astrological highlight of this week is actually our new moon in Libra on Wednesday, October 6th. And what's interesting about that new moon is on that same day, Pluto will station direct. So there's definitely some moving energy on Wednesday with this new moon. But keep in mind that this week ahead is very Martian in the sense that there's a very strong Mars influence this week. And really this whole month has a very strong Mars influence. And this new moon in Libra will be conjunct Mars and Mercury retrograde. So perhaps not the best new moon to completely start something new. But as I speak to in the weekly sermon, which you're about to listen to, perhaps it's a better time to really consider all of the obstacles and the sort of moments of bravery that you've already accomplished the past couple months. And I kind of see this new moon as almost the warrior kind of coming back from their battle and really sitting with the lessons of the battle, the past battle, before entering into new territory, if you will. And this week continues to be important because on Thursday, October 7th, Venus will enter Sagittarius, so that's kind of juicy. And then this weekend, Friday the 8th, Saturday the 9th, and Sunday the 10th, the Sun, Mars, and Mercury will all be conjunct together in Libra. So again, what do we do when we have a strong Mars influence in the sky? Well, Mars sometimes makes us want to take action. Mars can activate us in a way where we may be tempted to act spontaneously or out of character. We may want to really confront something. And confrontation isn't bad, right? Confrontation can be good. But I think what this week is teaching us is to really choose our words carefully and choose our actions carefully. If anything is worth doing or saying, it'll still be worth doing and saying with in 24 hours, if you will. I think that's what we have to remember about this week. If it's an important moment that is quote unquote meant to be, and if you're supposed to face this fear, or if you're supposed to have a healthy confrontation with this person, or you are supposed to speak your truth in this moment, don't rush that moment. Don't force yourself to do something you're not ready for, and have trust and faith that that moment will come to you regardless if you force it or not. Okay, so I would say those are our Martian, Mars and Libra kind of lessons that we'll be facing in this upcoming week. But again, there is more juice in the sermon you are about to listen to. One more thing I want to add is that Kate Heinricher and I recorded a month ahead astrology forecast for her podcast, which is the Girl and the Galaxy podcast. And you may remember Kate from a past episode of Witch Church when we talked about Pluto. So if you want to hear Kate and I give our full October forecast month ahead astrology chat, head on over to Kate's podcast, Girl in the Galaxy. I'll have it linked in the show notes. And that's about it, my friends. Please let me know how this new moon manifests for you. And I hope this week, you know, provides you with a lot of perspective and clarity. And we'll talk soon. Are we really ready for this? like, are we really ready to go into, like, the last quarter of 2021? Like, I'm not sure if I'm ready yet. So yeah, it's been kind of an interesting beginning of the month. How has this Mercury retrograde been going too? Because this Mercury retrograde has just really, really, really hit me in a lot of different circumstances, especially with family stuff. And it makes sense, right? Because Libra is my fourth house of the home and family. And that's where Mercury retrograde is. So if you haven't checked where Libra is in your own natal chart, definitely do that and kind of check out where this Mercury retrograde is taking place for you. But yeah, I hate to be cliche. I hate to be cliche about Mercury retrograde, because I do like to be the astrologer that's like, don't worry about it, like, it's gonna be fine. But holy shit, I actually don't think I've had this action-packed of a Mercury retrograde in a while. Yeah, I would agree, Savannah. I'm not normally affected to this degree. But also, I'm also in a Mercury-ruled year, so it really does depend on your own astrology, right? And Fifi, you said it's really okay so far. Could be my natal Mercury in retrograde, and I have a Libra stellium. Yeah, I could see that for you, like, being a lot about just, like, recharging and going with the flow and not pushing too hard. And if you're kind of answering that call, then I could see things going well. Ida, you said, it's my first house, being anxious about everything I say. Ooh, but first house Mercury retrograde, maybe it's a good time to, like, I don't know, the topic of branding comes to mind. Like, what is my brand? Like, how am I presenting myself to the world? So it might be a good time to sink into that, right? Savannah, you said, I have Mercury retrograde natally, so that's part of my surprise. Yeah, totally. I don't have, what do I have in retrograde in my chart? I have Mars. Yeah, I have Mars retrograde in my chart, which kind of makes sense. But if you think about it, if Mercury is in retrograde, three times a year for roughly 3 weeks, we can round that up to a month. Let's say Mercury is in retrograde three times a year for a month. So that's 3 months out of the year. That's 25% of the time. So I guess technically 25% of people would have Mercury retrograde in their natal chart. So it's not wildly it's not wildly unusual There we go. I would say having a Venus retrograde or a Mars retrograde is a little bit more unusual. It's also not unusual to have the outer planets in retrograde in your natal chart. And that's the thing. Mercury isn't the only thing in retrograde right now, right? And Kate and I talked about this on our monthly forecast. If you want to go listen to that, it's on Kate's podcast, Girl in the Galaxy podcast. Just listen to the October forecast. But something we talked about, what makes this Mercury retrograde particularly interesting, is right now we also have Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in retrograde as well. And Uranus is there too. So this week on Wednesday with the new moon, Pluto will station direct. Then a couple days later, Saturn's going to station direct. And then when Mercury stations direct, Jupiter's also going to station direct. So it's interesting that within this Mercury retrograde cycle, within these 3 weeks, we also have three outer planets stationing direct. And that feels juicy, right? Like, that feels like something that should not be overlooked. And it's funny because I usually sit down at the beginning of the month, and you guys know I really like beginnings of the month, and it feels like a time to set new intentions, and it's like a mini new year for me, and I like setting the intentions with the new month. But last night I sat down, and actually for some reason I was really eager to pull my week ahead. I was just like really eager, even more eager than usual, to read in on the future, which is kind of funny. Like, I was just like, ooh, I really want to know, like, what October is holding, and I really want to know, like, what the rest of the year is going to be like. And I actually found myself kind of, like, a little bit overwhelmed with, like, wanting to know and wanting to read into shit. And I'm not sure if anybody else has felt that way lately. But it wasn't necessarily in an anxiety-induced way. Like, maybe a little bit, but it was more like in an exciting way. Like, it was more like a, let's go. Like, I'm ready. Like, let's finish this year strong. Like, I was excited to really, like, go forth and conquer. And I'm, like, in this mindset, and I'm, like, journaling, and I'm kind of trying to channel the message for today. And it's so funny because I really felt spirit pull me back for a second. Like, I felt spirit, like, you know those people who, like, have their kids on a leash at Disneyland? That's what spirit did to me. Like, like, literally, like, I'm the little kid at Disneyland, and spirit clipped on my leash and pulled me back. And yeah, like, immediately this, like, very, very strong message came in that at least during this Mercury retrograde period, so we're in this until stations direct on October 18th, we're in the shadow until, like, Halloween, right? It's not to say we can't do anything new, right? It's not to say we can't live our lives. But the question was, have we genuinely celebrated and considered our growth from over the summer? And I couldn't help but think of the World card. And then the World started coming to me. And I was like, oh shit, this message from Spirit, this, like, little kid being pulled back on the leash, this, like, overwhelming message that, like, you need to stop and you need to celebrate what has been accomplished. You need to take a moment to recognize the immense growth that has been had in even the past 3 months. And, you know, I don't think we do that enough. And in my tarot class, I describe the world as kind of the graduation card. And if you think about the actual meaning of a graduation, like, think of the graduations that you've been to or the graduations that you yourself have participated in. Maybe it's a kindergarten graduation, a high school, college graduation. And at least at, like, a college graduation, which I guess I'm privileged enough to have experienced, you know, a college graduation, like, the tone of that is very much like, there's been 4 years of work, you know, like, we've put 4 years of work into my degree, and I've accomplished something tangible. And now I'm attending this college graduation, and it's kind of a celebration of these last 4 years, all of this hard work that I've put in. So, you know, there's kind of like, there's like the speaker, and the speaker is kind of giving you a speech. And it's almost like we're in the world, but with that speaker giving us the speech about how to move forward with our lives and like the advice or the guidance, there's such a underlying message that like we're going to become the fool again, right? So in a weird way, like the world for me is like the graduation ceremony as we become the fool. But a graduation ceremony is also really sad in a lot of ways. Like it's a very bittersweet thing to accomplish something and finish something. Like think of the most important thing you've ever finished in your life. And isn't there grief with that, you know? Like, isn't there grief with, you know, finishing your manuscript and sending it off to the editor for publishing, right? Like, isn't there grief in selling a house that you've outgrown in some way, you know? Isn't there grief at the graduation as much as there is celebration and happiness? And I think there's something here that spirit really wants us to absorb, like the full complexity of this moment. And we cannot grieve this moment. We cannot recognize our growth, and we can't pat ourselves on the back and have this genuine moment of being proud of the growth that we've had all summer and early fall. We can't do that if we just like rush out of the gate right now and we're like, all right, yeah, last quarter 2021, let's go, I'm racing forward. Well, have you even acknowledged your growth, right? Like, like truly. And I kind of feel called to like right now, like as we sit here, I'm not going to get up to get my bells because I have a blanket on right now and it's going to be a disaster. So just within yourself, let's take a minute. Let's take a minute. And I would just encourage you to just kind of take a couple deep breaths and just have a little bit of a moment of mindfulness with yourself. And really consider just how much you have grown since, let's say, the beginning of June, end of May. Like, I really want you to take a moment and breathe in and consider how you have shifted and grown and evolved. For some of you, these accomplishments are a little bit more physical. Like, some of you have started your businesses. Some of you have gotten new jobs. Some of you have gotten married or whatnot. But some of you may have worked through something really hard in therapy, right? Some of you may have broken up a relationship that you knew you had outgrown. You know, there's a million different ways we could look at the definition of accomplishment and success. So I'm going to take a minute of silence too. You do the same. Let's just kind of breathe into what spirit would like us to see about our growth at this moment. Okay. Okay, my friends, why don't you come back down to earth? It's funny, we should all meditate together sometime. Because I could have just gone straight into meditation town, because I can feel everybody's energy kind of sinking into there. But yeah, I would love to know, if you want to, tell us like what you realized just in that moment. Like, where were you not giving yourself enough credit? Where were you not recognizing how much you've grown in the past summer? Where were you not fully seeing your harvest, right? Because it is harvest season, right? Like, we're harvesting our crops. We're seeing what has come of our growth and evolution lately. You know, it's funny, one thing that came to me when I was just sitting there that, you know, there's a couple psychological shifts that I've had throughout the summer, like, and those psychological shifts have been a direct result of facing fears that have plagued me for a really long time. So I can definitely, like, those are more obvious. Like, I see, like, oh, you know, I have faced this fear, and I'm seeing direct results from continually facing this fear. So I've got that. But it's funny because Spirit also showed me something about, I think the way I used to react to people's projections. And Spirit was telling me something about, like, how sensitive I used to be to other people's projections. Because I think when you grow up in, like, a codependent, enmeshed household, you are kind of trained to think that everything is about you and that everybody's mad at you and that everybody's thinking about you. And it's, like, a very self-serving mindset, but in the codependent, enmeshed household, that's your mechanism for survival, right? So it's funny because just yesterday I felt like there was like a projection in the air with someone I was communing with, and I was really able to just like recognize it was a projection from the get-go, and like I didn't take it personally. I saw their humanity completely. I was completely able to empathize with them, and I didn't absorb it. And it was really, really good. And I'm like, all right, fuck yeah, like that's growth. When you recognize someone's projection and you don't take it personally because it's not about you, you know? Like that's a graduation moment, right? Jellybean, you said the word decalibrate kept coming up. I've become a lot more intentional with my choices. Yeah, that's something to celebrate. Like, even if you have the opportunity to say yes or no, like, if you have slowly become better at, like, saying, okay, can I get back to you in 24 hours? I'm just going to check in with myself before I say yes. Right? Like, that's such an accomplishment when we get there. And Laura, you said huge psychological shifts around work as it relates to my self-worth. Yes, I love that. I love the detaching our identities from our material accomplishments, right? Or like detaching our identities from what we do, because we're all so much more than what we do. And society really trains us to, from an early age, right? As a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? Even that question implies, what do you want to be when you grow up? That your worth is somehow intrinsically tied to how you will answer that as a child, right? So that's a big one. Like, that's one that's very difficult to untie yourself from. So I love that, Laura. So there's just I really have a feeling that we are meant to sit with our growth at this moment. And Quinn, you said, realizing that just because I'm feeling stressed about my business and finances doesn't mean I have failed. No, oh my gosh, no, no. Yeah. No, and you're not even 12 months into your first year of business, right? So I'm drinking a smoothie out of a mug. Yeah, no, you're gonna be, yeah, let that go, because just buckle in for the next 24 months. And, you know, I get that, Quinn. Like, I was very, very, very unsure about my business in the first 6 months to a year. It took me a while to really, like, commit and be like, fuck, I'm doing this, you know? And even now that I'm like, fuck, I'm doing this, like, it's, yeah, it's an adjustment, so you should be proud of yourself, right? And you're killing it. Yeah, you're completely killing it. Like Erin said, Ida, you said recognizing others' projections has definitely been something I've come to terms with during the summer, having a partner with fresh PTSD and depression diagnosis. Ooh, yeah. Yep, Ida. And I'm really happy that, you know, your partner has been able to get a diagnosis. That's actually an amazing kind of step to recovery. And yeah, like, it's amazing what the realizations of projections can do to one's mind, to give one peace that not everything is about you. It's actually, it's funny. I'm remembering this moment in Highly Sensitive Person Summer Camp where we were talking about this. So we were kind of talking about, like, the wound of, like, thinking everything's about you. And, like, and I was like, it is literally hell on earth. Like that mindset is hell on earth. Like, like, to think that everybody's mad about you, everybody's thinking about you, everybody's actions have something to do with you, it's hell. And if we can just do anything to break out of that mindset, it's beautiful. You know, it's so beautiful. Amy, you said, I got a horrible confirmation on a suspicion. I didn't drink or break the rules of my challenge. I stayed strong and kept going strong. That's really good, Amy. I'm glad that, you know, amidst some of the Mercury retrograde snafus, you're still keeping true to your dedication and your discernment, right? Yeah, so even if you are not where you want to be at this moment, right? I think there's also something with the world about resisting, rushing towards the new thing, or resisting the rush towards where you want to be. Because that is an ego story, right? There's no such thing. There's no such thing as where you want to be, the perfect place where you want to be. Sorry, there's not. I mean, there's such thing as reaching a goal, right? Like, there's that. There's such a thing about making your life better, and yeah, getting to a place where you feel more in alignment. But sorry, you know, you're no matter where you end up, like your natal chart and your challenges within your natal chart are still going to be there, right? And we don't come to Earth to rush towards this superficial Eden of no suffering that does not exist. Like, know that where you are rushing towards, there's problems there too. There's challenges there too. And that's okay. Right? Like, that's just something I think we need to accept. And Kath, you said the projection piece is really ringing true. I realize I trusted other people's perceptions and projections more than my own internal truth. I've been honing into my body and my own truth. Ooh, see, that's a beautiful thing to sit with right now. Like, if you, that feels very High Priestess, if you read the tarot, Kath. But yeah, the High Priestess is very much in tune with their own internal truth, right? So I don't know, this very beautiful, a beautiful energy for us today where, you know, as you set intentions for this month, maybe your intention, one of your intentions could be to just sit with how far you've come, you know, even if your ego wants to beat you up and say that you're not far enough, still, like, really sit with how far you've come, because that's something that's really beautiful. I was thinking, oh, Jessica, you said, I've been allowing projections to cause me suffering, and I pulled the world last night. Oh, wow, that's juicy. Okay, that's very juicy. I'm thinking, let's ask, since the world is kind of our energy of this week, let's ask the animal deck if there's like an animal helper that could kind of help us move through this. You know, it's so funny too. I just thought, we have a new moon this week on Wednesday, the Libra new moon. And again, Kate, when we recorded the October forecast on the Girl in the Galaxy podcast, we both were like, not the best new moon to start something new. Granted, this will depend on your chart, right? And that's not sage advice for every single person on this planet. Like, for instance, I know a Libra who is going to start a new job on Wednesday. And it's the new moon in Libra. And, like, that's her fate. And it's obviously lining up for her to start something new. But in general, if you can have the choice to not necessarily plant these big new seeds on Wednesday, you know, this new moon, it's a little iffy, you know? Like, there's a lot going on with Mars, a lot going on with Mercury. But that doesn't mean this new moon is useless, right? Like, this would literally be the perfect new moon. Like, in that symbolism of the cycle, like, it would be such a good moon to such a good new moon to just cultivate some gratitude around what you have accomplished, right? So, I don't know. I think that would be nice. But let's ask the animal deck, what animal could kind of help us through this world moment right now as we ask spirit to help us not rush this moment? And can we ask spirit to really help us hone in on our growth and really kind of honor how we have changed and evolved? Okay, I'm actually going to pull two. So the first one's the mouse. Okay, I got it. Oh my god, wait, this is funny because I feel like we've had this combination before. Does anybody remember that? That we've definitely, at some point in Witch Church, I have no idea when, but at some point, we had the mouse and the elephant, which is funny. And also, I think last time, last Witch Church, we were talking about the elephant. Ganesh, yes, the remover of obstacles. Yeah. The mouse coming out first is so telling, right? Oh, Savannah, good memory. You said we pulled the elephant, mouse, and cosmic egg. That is a good memory. Yeah, so how interesting is this combination? Yeah, the world, the mouse, the elephant. The mouse is the energy of being very fixated on the short term. The mouse, and sometimes that help, that energy is needed. But sometimes when we are too fixated on the short term, when we're too fixated on the story that is in front of us, the single chapter that we're reading, and we forget that there is an entire book, right? There's an entirely zoomed out perspective that we may be missing. That's sometimes when the mouse comes to us and says, "Perhaps you're a little bit too zoomed in. Perhaps there is something you are not seeing. TBH, there's a big chance that there is something that we are not seeing with Mercury retrograde in Libra, next to the Sun and next to Mars in Libra, and with Venus in Scorpio and all of that junk." There's a big possibility that there's something we're not seeing. And that would maybe make sense with Spirit's message today. Yeah, like what if we're being called to just slow down, find gratitude, and appreciate our growth thus far because something as big is going to be revealed to us, let's say by the end of this month, right? And maybe it's something that we don't know about or we're not sure about or we can't quite see yet. And I think that's really what these cards are communicating to us. The short term, although it's very tempting, during Mercury retrograde, especially with the little snafus and flat tires and the technology kind of slowdowns and all of that. It's so easy to just be grabbed by the hand of daily suffering. And it's really easy to just fixate, right? And I think the elephant is here to really ask us to move away from the energy of fixation. Now, I know a lot about this because I have Moon square Pluto. Okay, so I basically invented the act of fi fixation. I basically invented obsession. So I can tell you. I can tell you what it's like to be in that frequency, and it's pure suffering. And you know, actually, it's funny because Ganesh is an energy that has helped me overcome some of that stuff, for me. Like, just even if you want to, I've recommended this before, but I'm gonna just type it in the comments here. Jason J. Gallant Ganesh. If you just search Jason J. Gallant Ganesh on YouTube, you'll land on the Ganesh mantra. And I really love his YouTube channel for Sanskrit mantras. And the Ganesh mantra is really a beautiful beginner Sanskrit mantra to learn. It's really easy. It's just Om Gam Gana Pataye Namaha. Om Gam Gana Pataye Namaha. And I have found that that actual chant in connecting to the energy of Ganesh, who is the remover of obstacles, who does help us see the bigger picture, the long term, the zoomed out kind of perspective, that might be a really nice thing to chant or call in or even just work with Ganesh, however you feel called this week. That could be really, really beautiful way to help us with some of this mouse energy, right? And even if you don't know tarot, like, just look at the World card, or if you're listening on the podcast, because I'm going to try to put this recording up on the podcast too. If you're listening on the podcast, like, you know, imagine the World card in your mind. Again, even if you don't know tarot, does this look like a card that has anything to do with the short term, what is right in front of your face right now? No. Like, no. This card just screams something about the big picture. Like, in fact, this is probably the most zoomed out card in the entire deck, in the sense that the World is showing us a very large cycle. The World wants us to see ourselves perhaps as our spirit guides or our spirit team or guardian angels, whatever you call them. The World card wants us to almost see ourselves from above, right? The World card wants us to see our journey from almost like a much higher perspective, right? So don't be afraid to zoom out a little bit, especially with the temptation. Whew, the temptation to zoom too much in on right now, what is happening right now. It's tempting. Quinn, when you said that thing about your business, I feel it. You're not alone. I feel it. So, yes, my friends. So that is our weekly message going into this new moon on Wednesday. Because I have to leave right at 11, because I have taking an astrologer certification course. So I have to be at that right at 11. But I'm going to ask y'all, is there anything that you would like me to pull on? Do you need a prayer? Do you need a card? Do you need some good vibes from the group? Let us know what you need in the comments. And I'll just say that I just posted this morning, but I have a couple like special fall offerings and that I'm kind of booking in probably the whole month of October, maybe like the first week of November. So maybe for the next like 4 or 5 weeks, I'll be scheduling these types of appointments. But one of them is kind of like a tarot Reiki combo, and it's meant to kind of release baggage and kind of help us move forward going into Samhain. Because if you celebrate Samhain or Halloween as a witch, this is sort of the witch's new year. So it's a good kind of autumnal renewal kind of vibe. So that's the Reiki tarot combo. And then I also have an astro weather update. So if you kind of want to look at your transits for the rest of the year, for the last 3 months of 2021 and going into 2022, let's do that. And let's see what's going on. And if you could use some astrological medicine to kind of put you in the right headspace, or you kind of just want to become a little bit more aware of what is going on right now in your own chart, that is also on my website. So you just go to my website, MalloryHasty.com, book a session, and then you'll see the little autumn specials kind of box, and then you can click on that. So that's my plug. Jelly Bean, I'm 1 week deep into a new job, and I'm already like, oh my god, I made the wrong choice. Would you please pull a card? Yes, oh my gosh. Not to put Libras on blast, but it doesn't help that there's so much Libra energy right now. Does not help with our indecision. Really doesn't. So actually, if you are feeling indecisive, it might be the vibe. Okay, so I'm going to ask for words of guidance for Christine in this moment. Okay, Page of Wands. Okay. All right, so this is interesting. So, you know, Christine, it's funny. I don't know if you know what's coming through. Because the pages, you know, I think I've taught you some of this stuff. Like, the pages for me mean like inner child parts. And I'm not sure if they're for you as a piece of the inner child that really likes to flight, like in the trauma responses of flight, fight, flight, or freeze. Like, is there a part of you that wants to like run away or just like kind of be like, I don't want the conflict, I don't want the challenge, I don't want to face the change, so I'm just gonna bounce. Like, that's kind of what I'm getting with this Page of Wands at the moment. And it's okay to have that feeling. It's okay actually to be in this moment where you're not sure if you made the right choice. I would say the Page of Wands, their message here is to actually not run away from this challenge and stick with it for a little bit. Stick with this challenge. Stick with this moment of indecisiveness. You can still be at peace and be a little bit unsure about this new position at the same time. Like, know that, you know, just because you're unsure about this new position doesn't mean that your entire life has to be in chaos. Like, just allow yourself to feel this way. The Page of Wands is someone who likes adventure. It's funny, when I went to Malaysia to teach, our something in our handbook said like, we appreciate teachers with a good sense of humor. And it was kind of like cryptic because I was like, yeah, you did need a good sense of humor. Yeah, there was a good sense, you needed a good sense of humor when you like showed up to school and there's no running water at the school for the day and you're like, great. Like, so I'm getting kind of something like that, Christine, with the Page of Wands too. Like, how can you approach this a little bit with a lighter sense of humor? How can you approach this just not as heavy with anxiety and just kind of keeping it a little bit more curious, approaching things with curiosity instead of rushing towards judgment. Okay, Page of Wands for you, Christine. Casey, you said I would appreciate a card, a lot of weird vibes this week, and I'm curious the source. Yeah, okay. Ooh, Casey. Devil in reverse. Are the weird vibes part of your shadow side? That's kind of what's coming to me. The devil can sometimes tell us like the phrase like it's not me, it's you. Like, or no, it's not you, it's me. That's what I meant. Like, that's kind of playing in my head. Like, maybe it's not the situation. Maybe it's not the person. Maybe there's something being triggered inside of you that wants your attention. Maybe you're just in a interesting, maybe a slightly strange mental place with this Mercury retrograde, and that's okay. I think Mercury retrogrades can sometimes lower our energy, lower our frequency. And for some reason, I don't know what this weird vibe is, Casey, but for some reason, spirit's coming in with maybe there's something that has to do with the shadow around your relationship to rest and your relationship to work. Like, there's something about, I don't know, I don't want to say like a workaholic vibe, because I don't want to label you as such, but hopefully you understand that I'm being light with that term. And there's just something about maybe needing to rest and recalibrate a little bit. Yeah, so maybe there's a part of your shadow side that kind of wants to be acknowledged by you, Casey. Okay. Jessica, you said, do you have any messages for me to navigate my shadow right now? Maybe as it relates to work, kind of feeling like jelly bean described. Totally. It's funny because my dad also started a new job recently, and I can tell he feels like it, this too. Like, he's like, he wouldn't say anything because he's a Capricorn moon, but I can tell. Also, I freaked him out this morning. I feel bad. I told him, I was like, yeah, I had a dream last night, and, you know, here's the message. And he was like, don't. He's like, don't tell me. If it's bad, I can't handle anything bad. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what it's like being a parent to a Pisces, right? Your kid wakes up and is like, I had a dream about you, Dad. And you're like, no. Okay, Casey, there's something here about balance in your life. And I know it's really hard to start a new job and to maintain balance. But I think the Three of Cups is really asking you to consider, like, where's the fun? Like, where's the joy? Where's the hour a day where you don't think about work? Where's the Zoom call with the friends? Where's going out with the girls for a drink? Where's going on a date night with the partner? Like if we kind of engage so deeply with the anxiety and stress of our work life, sometimes the underlying energy of that is like we almost become the anxiety and the stress of the work life. It's not, it becomes the story of my life is full of work life anxiety, or I am becoming my work life anxiety, versus I have some challenges at work, but I also am inviting myself to live a full life, you know, and enjoy myself a little bit. And this also could be bringing up some kind of shadow about hermiting, isolation, the temptation to isolate when we are going through a hard time, which, by the way, completely understand, no judgment. That's also how I typically cope with hard times. But I think Spirit is reminding you it's important actually not to isolate yourself at this time. Okay. And also one more thing, Jessica, sorry if I keep calling you Casey, I'm Mercury retrograde. One more thing, Jessica, plan something to look forward to. Sometimes that's the message that comes through with Three of Cups as well. And Honey Jelly, you said, please, can I have a card? I've grown a lot through this summer with my business and art and mental work. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Okay. Let's see. Actually, I think I'm going to pull an animal card for you. Just going to follow my gut with that. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is so sweet. Okay, Honey Jelly. So you got the deer and the lamb. That's sweet. I love that. The deer and the lamb. These are the two animals that really talk about, like, self-parenting, like, being our own mother, being our own parent, taking really good care of ourselves, learning to nourish ourselves, even learning the art of taking care of ourselves is really hard. It's much harder than it sounds. And, you know, the lamb is about being gentle on ourselves and really, like, cultivating kindness and compassion for the parts of ourselves that are healing. So I think the message here is, like, almost, if your focus right now is about taking care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, if your focus right now is about self-parenting and loving yourself, you got this, Honey Jelly. Like, these two animals, like, are the softest, most gentle, caring, loving animals. So I like that for you, the lamb and the deer. Okay, Savannah, I could use some medicine for navigating this resentment and anger I'm experiencing. For some reason, when I read that, I thought it was going to say, I'm in need of some medical advice. And I was like, oh God, I can't do that. Okay, so I could use some medicine for navigating this resentment and anger I'm experiencing. Something to help connect more with the temperance card I pulled for the month. Ooh, that's a good... That is a good question. It's like we get the temperance card. Six of Swords. Okay, cool. So the message here, and it's funny, I think this goes with temperance. It is okay to find a completely new approach to your situation. Like, it's okay to completely approach your challenges and problems in a drastically different way than you have before. Let's say we have the pattern of approaching our problems or conflicts with the sort of ignore it and push it under the rug method, which, no shame, you know, I've done it. God knows I've done it. The Six of Swords is kind of the permission to just completely try something different. Like, if you're a push it under the rug kind of person who is healing, there's no better time than now to become the person who communicates a boundary, right? Or maybe there's something that, maybe there's a mindset shift around this situation that needs to be had. And maybe there's something about the temperance card too that is reminding you that the past does repeat itself, but it doesn't have to. You know, like, the past does repeat itself, but we can respond differently with our own evolved awareness, right? So if we see everybody else around us just repeating history in this cycle of trauma and these same mental patterns, we can choose to respond to that differently. So really, really tuning into, like, your power and your agency to make this situation different than it was in the past. Okay. That's what I got for you, Savannah. Ellie, you said, I'm dating again. Need some guidance while I navigate new connections and boundaries. Totally. Yeah, let's do tarot. Okay. Ooh. Queen of Pentacles and Four of Pentacles. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I'm just going to say I could be completely wrong, Ellie, but this is what's coming through. Like, I don't even know if this is right. But I'm kind of getting something. I don't know if, like, past relationships... Where there was maybe, I don't know if there's some kind of financial imbalance or some kind of financial manipulation or even, I think sometimes we have trouble receiving. Like, if we're going on a date and someone wants to buy us dinner or whatever, I think sometimes there's kind of an uncomfortability in that. And for some reason, I think the message is almost like... maybe there's something about, like, self-worth or financial stuff that is kind of getting in the mix of this dating connection. And I would say that maybe there's some financial boundaries that you want to have with yourself so you don't end up, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, like, I don't know if you have a past of, like, being someone's sugar mama or something. I don't know. Like, there's something, like, financial here about, like, how finances have gotten mixed with relationships. And it's like, I think there's a new leaf here where you're kind of approaching these, not only financially in an independent kind of way, but also approaching your new dating life with the ability to receive kindness. It's not just about someone buying you dinner, but, like, if someone wants to pick you up on a date and it's safe and you trust that person, like, allow them to pick you up. Someone wants to open the door for you, allow them to open the door for you. If someone wants to tell you they think you're great, just say thank you. Because I think there's a little bit of like a block of receptivity in the energy. And we block ourselves because we're afraid of being hurt, right? And we're afraid of letting people in. But you can still receive things from the people that you are seeing and still have your own boundaries. Like I don't know, like you could say, I'm not looking for anything serious, but you can still accept when they bring you flowers or whatever it is. So yeah, just play, if none of that resonates, that's okay. Just playing around with how available you are to receive right now. And are any old sort of defense mechanisms keeping you from receiving? Okay. Jelly Bean, you said, yes, that's sort of what happened at my old job. Thank you. Amy, you said, can I have healing vibes and protection vibes for my daughter? She's losing her hair from stress and trauma. Oh, I'm so sorry, Amy. Yeah. I am in full agreement of Emma being able to feel safe in her home and at school. I'm in full agreement of Emma's nervous system coming back into homeostasis. And I'm just in full agreement that Emma can be thriving and at peace and without anxiety. And that you'll be able, as her guardian, to kind of help her find the right container of safety. Okay. Casey, you said, that's helpful. Thank you. And Jessica, you said, I would love a card pull for advice on my relationship with my co-parent. There have been some heavy energies between us lately. Totally. Okay, Jessica, the Tower and Knight of Wands. It feels like we're not on the same page, and it feels like kind of a power struggle. I'm not sure if it's like one person has a completely different idea of what is okay and what is not. And I think if we continue on this path of disconnection between you and your co-parent, it's not going to go well, in the sense of, I almost feel like maybe there's something about the child just like not having a, how do I put it? Like not having a similar experience with parent A and parent B, if that makes sense. Like parent A, there's completely different expectations and a completely different household energy than parent B. When in reality, I think spirit is asking you to consider, like, how can the households of parent A and parent B actually be in agreement and actually provide some kind of balance and consistency? Because if the child or children are experiencing a lot of inconsistency between parent A and parent B's care, that could be kind of confusing, and I think maybe cause some like disciplinary problems in the future. So I think there's something about getting on the same page together. It might not be easy. It might require a third party, right? It might require a counselor. It might require some kind of mediator. But I think it'll be for the better once both of you kind of agree to be on the same page in some way, even if that same page is both of you wanting what is best for the child or children. Okay, so that is the advice. Allie, you said, I'd appreciate prayers and protection for this week as I will be wrapping up my current chapter and driving across the country to begin my next chapter. You're so welcome, Allie. And I am sending you full agreement that, or full good vibes and full agreement that your drive goes well and your trip has limited Mercury retrograde snafus. If there is Mercury retrograde situations, I'm in full agreement that you can find the humor in them. And I just have a great feeling that you are divinely protected and guided on this journey. And I hope that you can receive those signs from spirit on your trip. So, my friends, oh, Ellie, thanks for confirming that there was money stuff, because I'm like, where the fuck am I getting this? So I'm sorry if I didn't get to your question. I gotta run. I'm gonna be late. My teacher's gonna yell at me, but love you guys. Let me know how this week goes. If I didn't get to your question, know that I'm sending you good vibes and know that spirit is going to answer it all in good timing, okay? And keep me updated with how things are going, and we'll talk soon.